Okay, it's time to commit. 2024 is the year for prioritizing yourself. Begin your new smile journey with Byte, and you could start seeing results in just 2 to 3 weeks. Just order your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95 at Byte.com. Byte Clear Aligners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces. Plus, they offer financing options, accept eligible insurance, and you can pay with your HSA, FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
Angie's List is now Angie, and we've heard a lot of theories about why.
I thought it was an eco move. Fewer words, less paper.
No, it was so you could say it faster.
No, it's to be more iconic.
Must be a tech thing.
But those aren't quite right. It's because now you can compare upfront prices, book a service instantly, and even get your project handled from start to finish.
Sounds easy.
It is, and it makes us so much more than just a list. Get started at Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I. Or download the app today.
Right now on Earwolf, journalist and author Angela Chen joins Adam Conover on a new Factually to answer every question you've ever had about asexuality. For more, follow at Earwolf on social media. Happy listening.
Hey, it's Jess.
And Zach from Off Book, the Improvised Musical.
We're excited to let you know that we are releasing bonus episodes exclusively on Stitcher Premium.
Our exclusive content is wild and all over the place. We use some songs generated by robots on the internet. I played recorder a little bit one time.
Oh, yeah, that was fun.
Jess and I just getting real about everything and really... if you think Off Book is wild, the bonus content is a new level of wild.
To listen, go to stitcher.com/premium and sign up with the code OFFBOOK for a free month of listening.
You'll get access to our exclusive bonus episodes, plus you'll be able to hear every episode of Off Book and other great Earwolf podcasts all ad-free.
That's stitcherpremium.com/premium, promo code OFFBOOK.
Welcome to the Earwolf Theater. We now present Off Book.
Off Book. The Improvised Musical Podcast with Zach and Jess.
Ooh, hello! What a fun vibe.
What a fun vibe. As we were just saying, major sevens all day, give them to me.
Major sevens all day, good vibe. This is Off Book, the Improvised Musical Podcast with Zach and Jess. That one's Zachary now.
That one's Jess McKenna. We got King of Pianists, Pianist of Kings, Scott Passarella on the keys.
Giving you those major sevens all day.
Also giving you major sevens all day.
Brett on the fret, slash engineer Choo Choo.
Engineer who we make play guitar and who does both so well. We got Dana Wicks
on the sticks. Slash produce. We need like a tag, produce.
Producing the drums as good as they come.
That's right. Good. Perfect.
Yeah. We can sort of blue sky it.
I loved it.
Thanks.
No, I think it was immediately perfect.
All right.
God.
I'm putting that on my Instagram. Exactly. Immediately. Perfect. Guys,
please don't treat it as a poll quote, though. Please put it in
it's
quotes.
It's a poll quote from Jessica McKenna.
Jessica McKenna. All right. We are so excited to have these two guests joining us today. We did a show with them in the summer, and Zach and I were like gobsmacked by their talent.
They just fully blew our minds.
So we're so excited to make up a musical with Mermaid. Wait, from Mermaid Band. Oh, crap.
It's good. The band is called Mermaid. The Instagram is Mermaid Band.
And it's in Brittany. Oh my gosh. Okay, wow. We talked about it and then I did not stick the landing.
You know, I love sometimes that happens.
The thing about gymnastics is sometimes the landing is you lying on the ground.
Yeah.
And that's the new kind of sticking the landing.
Do you remember the Olympics that it was Allie? Oh, shoot.
Oh, with the face? With the leg.
Yes, Michaela.
Yeah.
That same year, it was Allie. Oh, gosh, I think Raceman's her last name. I'm so sorry. She's amazing. But it was her first year, and her parents were so animated. Her mom, they would cut to her mom, and she'd be going, stick it!
Yeah.
Stick it!
Literally convulsing.
Yes, she was like the best character of the Olympics was Allie's mom, just like up in this. She would like get up out of her chair. She was watching Allie, and Allie's incredible. She's, you know, an amazing gymnast, and she's like her mom's like sitting up. Oh boy, this is a bad time to be an audio medium. But she's like she like can't sit still, and her dad is like holding her hand, trying to be like, it's okay, it's all right. She just like could barely watch. Her daughter was so nervous for her, and then stick it, Allie, stick it, Allie. So great.
The stakes were high.
Yes, so high.
the gym equivalent of a stage mom.
Yes. Yeah, yeah, totally. Did you have stage mothers?
I sort of did, like halfway did. She was like halfway about that life and halfway couldn't stand the rest of the mothers.
Well, Brittany was like a child Broadway star.
Yeah, we should say, y'all are both Broadway people. We have something we did not mention, and we were just like, Mermaid Band. Let's talk about the Olympics for a second.
Let's immediately talk about Jess's half-remembered memory.
It's very good.
Yeah, well, so you did Broadway as a kid, too?
I did.
Dang,
I did. It's been a long journey. I just feel like a really old man.
No.
Yeah, like specifically an old man, not an old woman.
Just an old
when
man.
When I talk about it. I feel like a vet.
Well, Brittany, what was your first show?
It was The Civil War, Our Story in Song.
Sure.
It did not do very well.
I saw that on as it toured. I didn't
did you?
See, yes.
That's
yeah,
amazing.
Yeah. I joined in Connecticut, and then we moved to Broadway, and I think it lasted all of 3 months.
Whoa.
So you were in it before it went to Broadway, and then were also on it on Broadway? That's like the impossible thing that never happens, right?
Yeah.
When shows move to Broadway, they get rid of everyone.
Everybody.
Yeah.
Yeah, I think they kept most of the cast. They made like a few tweaks, but they kept most of us. It was really good music. It just, you know. The story.
The Civil War.
The Civil War. It was so weird. Much to cover. Yeah, it was like...
As I recall in my memory of like seeing this a while ago, is that like it's not particularly like narrative. It's just a bunch of like song cycles from like... And you're like, I don't know that that's the way to talk about the Civil War.
The Civil War.
It's to do sort of a cursory version.
Yeah.
We don't want to like breeze through
the bad things.
Which felt like, and it was very much like, you're hearing from the Confederate soldiers and the Union soldiers
and then
slaves. And you're like, well, I don't feel like
this is not the best
version. But the music was really,
it was really,
really
good.
They just needed a couple more drafts.
Yeah, like maybe let's just try to write a book. Let's write like this one narrative.
Yeah, let's follow some people.
Yeah.
And but I feel like that's most Broadway shows. They're just like a bunch of, and this is spoken as a Broadway person, like a bunch of musical theater nerds are just like, if we can just sing the song, like we can just skip over that part of the story. Just write a song and we're good. We're good. We're good. Just like, let's get it out there.
They'll fill it in once we sing it.
They will give it life.
Audience interpretation.
Exactly.
Like, we want to keep it open.
But we'll sing it so good that they won't worry.
That's exactly it. I think that was exactly the plan. It's just like, yeah, we're just going to get these dope ass singers and they're going to just like... telekinesis, some storyline into the audience's
some of that,
minds.
I think
just,
that some of that
does
work.
When like, in doubt, tap it out.
Yes, because like song is so much more emotive than like speaking.
Exactly.
So you're like, I do feel something.
Yeah, they will feel the Civil War.
Yeah, I mean, I remember.
They won't know what happened.
Oh, no.
Yeah,
they'll feel it.
I walked away being like, that was, oh boy.
That was
a lot.
Yeah.
I had already, you know, it wasn't like, I wasn't so young that I was like, what? What is this?
Right.
But, yeah.
Y'all met doing Hamilton, yes?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Did you do the show out here? Did I see you and not realize that? Okay,
we were
that's
both
okay.
In the Chicago cast.
Okay.
Yes. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Amazing.
How's Chicago? How's that?
You know, it's cold.
It's cold, but like that 2 months and or 2 weeks of summer that you get.
Right.
It's like, wow, this is why people say
it comes
in Chicago.
To life all of a sudden.
There's a band called Chicago.
We go now to the shores of Lake Michigan.
Oh, yeah.
It's...
The giant blocks of ice are starting to dissipate back into the water. And I don't know if you know this. This lake is so big, you cannot see the other side.
Oh, yeah.
No, you can't.
People are starting to flock to the shore.
They come out of their houses. They throw their scarves into the bushes. They throw their hats into the trees. For finally, it's here.
Ooh, yes, it's finally spring. But nobody get too excited because we could still have a flurry. It might snow again in May, but let's take this for what it is today. A finally nice bit of
enjoy the sun while it's here for today. Tomorrow there might be ice, but Chicago,
it can be nice. It's really good at theater. There are really nice plays.
Serious actors.
Lin-Manuel comes every now and then. He really likes to play video games.
And second stage.
And when he comes, the people, they cheer. But they're always looking over their shoulder to see if a snowstorm is here. But occasionally Chicago.
And I got away.
She got away.
She got away.
Work today and like sit here and have a picnic? I mean, what if this day never happens again?
I don't know. Wouldn't our boss be like, we do very important work?
Yeah, we do very important work. We work for Groupon.
We work for Groupon. We let people know that they can have low prices if they bring a bunch of friends.
Yeah, but maybe, what do you think? Should we blow off Groupon and just sit here on the lake all day?
We should definitely sit here on the lake all day.
I think we should.
Yeah, see? Come on. Benny, why are you so dedicated to Groupon?
I don't know. I mean, Kayla, I wish I could be like you. Christine, I wish I could be like you. Danielle, I wish I could be like you.
Oh, Benny.
But Groupon, don't you understand what it is that we do? We take a thing, just a little thing. A thing that you would love to do. And we take the thing, a little thing. And we say if you bring a friend or two, you can do the thing, the little thing. With friends and even strangers. And it will be nice at the Groupon price. We're selling experience at bulk prices. Selling experience at bulk prices. You can go hang gliding for $199. That's $100 off. Wow. Because it's bulk prices. Have you ever thought, I would love to jump off of a bridge with a bungee cord attached to me? Think, I can't afford this ish. It's $4.99 for me to fake climb into my death. But with Groupon, you can lose your breath because we're selling experience at bulk prices. Selling this experience at bulk prices.
You can get it half off.
Sell the other half of things that we do. These experiences. prices at both prices. Like, for example, we do hang gliding and bungee jumping.
Oh, yeah.
Toenail clipping for free.
Or pottery class.
Have you ever wanted to get certified in scuba diving?
Both riding a horse and walking a horse around with a rope. If riding it is too scary.
Oh, but Benny, have you ever done any of these things?
No.
You just sit in your cubicle and sell them to others. But what if today, what if we try to belong?
Experience this very rare weather at bulk prices.
All right. Listen. I guess. Yep, it happened. The sun came out, and everybody's blowing off Groupon. Nance, thank you for coming in.
Thank you for having me, Bert.
Pamela, thank you for still showing up.
You know, it's what I'm here for.
I'm sick today.
Vince,
I just came, I came
Vince,
in to say
you
I'm
came in and told me you were sick to my face?
Yeah.
Ah, Vince.
Wow, Vince, you got a lot of nerve.
Bert is just, I'm real sick. I gotta go out and eat chicken noodle soup by the lake on a blanket.
By the lake, Vince?
Oh, it's so nice outside, Bert. I mean, don't you guys think, like, everyone blew off Groupon today? We're the only ones here.
Yeah, we're the only ones here. We always get stuck with this, you know? We're always here picking up slack. I want to go to the lake.
But yeah, why is it my job to cover for all those other, that Danielle, that Christine,
that Kayla,
that Benny. That we're there. Look, Groupon has 8 employees.
Employees and a boss, Vince. Don't get too big for your britches.
Can't get the hierarchy twisted. 7 employees and Bert, the founder owner of Groupon.
That's right. I thought, what if people could do fun, crazy things?
Yeah, experiences
but
at both prices. It's a great idea.
Yeah.
Not to go into it. You engender a lot of loyalty at your company. The people really feel what you're doing is great.
We love you, Bert.
Thank you. And I love you. And listen, Vince, I just don't like the bold-faced lie coming into my face.
I'm sick. What can I say?
You're not sick. You're not sick.
I'm very
He's
sick.
He's never sick. He's always faking his sicknesses.
Name one time.
The
one
other time
that
you
I
said
named.
You had warts growing all over your body.
Well,
I checked out your body. There was no warts there.
They got better. Thank you for checking out
you
my body.
You all let us check out your body, and you had no warts.
No warts.
It was really weird.
Well,
you let us call your
weird.
Like
Bert, it was weird.
Well, none of you can name another time. You just can't do it.
All right. There was that other time that you said you had Montezuma. Was revenge, but you didn't have
Name one more time. Name one more time. Name one more time that I lied. You can't name
one more time. One more time.
One more time that I lied.
Yeah, we can.
Well, Bert, you're always lying and I'm always catching you.
What?
I saw you at McDonald's when you said you had the dough. And I knew that you didn't have it. I saw you ordering the french fries with extra salt. And how you gonna be caught?
Okay, but name one more time. Name one more time. Name one more time that I lied. Except the time I went to McDonald's. Name one more time. Name one more time. Name one more time that I lied.
All right, well, I have another time where you were soon to be confessing. You told us that you also really liked the show Succession. But when we started talking about episodes deep in season 2, you said, I saw it.
Name one more time. Name one more time.
I never saw Succession, but name
one more time. Name one more time.
You can't name one more time that I lied.
Okay, I think I've got another time.
What?
If you guys could chime in, cause you were there.
We were there.
Wow. You said on our Friendsgiving you would cook the turkey, but when Thanksgiving came, you weren't there.
Okay, well, in my defense, I did cook a turkey. I just dropped it in the lake on my way there. And then I didn't show up, cause I had to get the turkey from the lake. But I did it, and you'll never prove me wrong, cause you can't name
one more time. One more time.
Name one more time that I lied with the lake turkey.
One more time. One more time.
This picnic is like really amazing, but I sort of feel like we should take on maybe a more adventurous group on. You know, like
if we're gonna blow off work.
If we're gonna blow off work and we're going to buy a Groupon, should we skydive?
Ooh.
Should we hang glide? Should we go on Chicago's famous architectural boat tour?
Wait, say that last one again.
Chicago's famous architectural boat tour? The boat's not the architecture. You look at the architecture from a boat the river.
Is there one where you go on an architecture boat?
What would that even be, Benny?
What if the boat was a skyscraper?
Yeah, that doesn't exist, but it sounds great.
Sounds real great, Benny.
A Benny can dream. How do you guys feel about that?
An architectural boat tour?
You know, I've heard so much about it. We should go. We should check it out.
Yeah, you go on the... Wait. Which one? The one that exists or the one that doesn't exist?
I think it will be easier to go on the one that exists.
Yeah, okay, here's one for Wendela Boat Tour, and it's just $30.
What a great deal. What a great deal, honestly.
We went for a great
you're always
company.
Finding the great deals.
Man, thanks.
This is making me feel a little sad that we're not at Groupon, because that's such a good deal. Man, I'm so proud of it.
Kayla, we're supporting the company.
You're right.
By buying the Groupon. So in a way, we are working for Groupon by going on this
boat.
And
when we're on the boat, maybe we should speak loudly about having purchased this on Groupon. Sort of a viral marketing.
Marketing. Bert will like that.
Yeah.
Poor Bert.
Okay, well, let's go.
Welcome to the architectural boat tour of Chicago.
Oh, my goodness. What a man of magnitude.
Yes, my name...
You look like an Attenborough.
Well, funny you should mention that. I am an Attenborough. David is my third cousin twice removed.
Oh, wow.
He focuses more on nature. I focus more on buildings.
Oh, yeah, that makes sense. Well, we are happy to be here. On your boat.
Well, I'm it's a pleasure to have you all.
We are happy to be here. Oh, wow. Are we gonna cross that moat?
We sure are.
Oh.
So happy to be here. Happy, ecstatic, not nervous at all about being on water.
Oh, I see. Let me just address this, because you're not the only one who... let me get this out of the way. Yes, the boat has sank a few times. You may have read about it in the press.
I did.
This Pacific boat has sank a few times. And I get why you're nervous, yes, I guess. But you're so happy to be here on this boat. And I promise you that it will float. This boat will not sink. The third time, that would be crazy.
Crazy.
Happy to be here to see the Hancock Tower. We're happy to be on this boat with safety power.
Yes, the Hancock Tower, built from wood. The oldest wood building that has ever stood.
And happy to be here to see also the Sears. It's not named that anymore, and I shed some tears.
Yes, the Sears Tower, the oldest straw tower that you ever saw.
And if you huff and you puff and Chicago is gone. Huff and you puff and Chicago's so wrong. You huff and you puff, but hope that it sticks. When you get to Chicago, that's made out of bricks.
Yes, This boat is made of bricks, cause we learned our lesson. The first two sank, so we're no longer guessing about what floats and what does not. So we made this boat from bricks, and it's going really well, I think.
Yes, we're happy to hear that you were so thorough, but I have to point out, Mr. Attenborough, that bricks don't float. This is a bad boat, and we're starting to feel this mistake as we sink into the ledge. As we sink into the ledge.
Don't worry, we have a backup plan. A lifeboat made of wolves.
Oh, what?
Wolves.
Yes. Wolves.
Oh, the wolf. What a cunning pack creature.
Yes.
I don't know. I was trying something. Oh. I thought maybe you'd like it. I just was
I did
to
like it. It's
you.
The kind of thing that my cousin
Yeah, no,
like.
Don't worry about it. I thought you'd like it, and it took too long for me to explain. And now, but the water's rising.
The water okay. Get on the-
Delve into the shadows of the mind with Sleeping Dogs, a gripping murder mystery starring Academy Award winner Russell Crowe. Now available on digital. Crowe portrays an ex-homicide detective unraveling a brutal murder he can't recall. Uncovering secrets from his past, he learns a chilling truth. It's best to let sleeping dogs lie. Visit sleepingdogsmovie.com/wondery to watch Sleeping Dogs, now on digital. That's sleepingdogsmovie.com/wondery.
CarMax is putting peace of mind back in car shopping by putting you in the driver's seat to find a ride that's right for you. Because at CarMax, we believe you shouldn't just settle for a car. You should love your car. That's why every car we sell is CarMax certified quality, so you can be sure with upfront pricing that's the same for every customer. So don't settle. Find love at first drive and start shopping now at CarMax.com. CarMax, the way car buying should be.
This lifeboat made of wolves.
No, we can't get on the lifeboat made of wolves.
They're very good. They work together as a pack. They're sort of tied together with twine, and you just throw a wolf raft.
I'm freaking out.
Not dumb. Not happy to be here on a boat made of wolves. Not happy to be here.
No, we're not.
No, we're not.
Will these poor guys survive this boat tour sinking in Chicago? Will the company of Groupon survive to live another day? Can you make a boat out of wolves? Turn out, find out when we return to the second half of
Chicago as Nice,
the musical, after this quick intermission.
If you think you may be depressed or you're feeling overwhelmed or anxious, BetterHelp Online Counseling offers licensed professional therapists who are trained to listen and to help for anxiety or difficulty in achieving your goals, anger, self-esteem, and more.
It's simple. You fill out a questionnaire to help assess your specific needs and then get matched with a counselor in under 48 hours.
Then you can easily schedule secure video or phone sessions, plus exchange unlimited messages to communicate with your therapist at your convenience.
Everything you share is confidential, and you can request a new therapist at any time at no additional charge.
Join the 1 million plus people who have taken charge of their mental health with the help of an experienced BetterHelp counselor.
It is such a stressful time right now, and mental health is so important.
Yes, please value your mental health. It's so important. Get involved in feeling better. BetterHelp is an affordable option that our listeners get 10% off your first month with a discount code OFFBOOK.
Get started today at betterhelp.com/offbook.
When it comes to holiday gifting for guys, it's not always easy.
Until now, because with Mack Weldon, it's super simple to find something great no matter which guy you're shopping for.
Whether it's Mack Weldon's warm knit tops, undershirts, or Sunday lounge pants, Mack Weldon has men's basics that are guaranteed to keep everyone on your list comfortable.
Guys, no joke, I'm in the lounge pants right now. They're so comfortable. Love them.
Also, no joke, so am I.
Hell
so
yeah, dude.
Let's be real about these clothes and how great they are.
They're great. I have two pieces of Mack Weldon clothing on my body at all times. It's just a quarantine rule. We love them. The website's easy. I don't know how else to tell you this, y'all. Change your life. Get some Mack Weldon into it. Mack Weldon promises comfort and consistent fit from socks, shirts, hoodies, underwear, polos, and active shorts.
Mack Weldon's wide range of customized fabrics can keep up with you no matter what your day looks like, whether you're working out, going out, or going to work, or on a date.
And with Weldon Blue, Mack Weldon's totally free loyalty program, you'll get free shipping for life.
If you don't like your first pair of underwear, you can keep them and they'll still refund you. No questions asked.
Win the gift giving season and get 20% off your first order. Visit MackWeldon.com/book and enter promo code book.
That's MackWeldon.com/book, promo code book for 20% off.
Mack Weldon, reinventing men's basics.
Welcome back. When we last left this nice day in Chicago, half of Groupon was on a sinking boat made of wolves, and the other half was doing their best to treat Vince as a liar that he is. Find out what happens when we return to the second half of
Chicago
is Nice.
Getting all over my little head and my little ears. Ow, these humans are crushing us.
Oh, why did I get that one? She's wearing heels.
Oh, I'm so sorry. Yeah, those heels must be digging in. Ow, this guy's like trying to use my paws as handlebars.
Ow, you don't need to steer. You don't need to steer. I know where I'm going.
Here. We're a bunch of tied together wolves.
And we love it, but we don't love this. We love being a boat. Let me make it clear. We love being a boat.
Boats are fun. But, like, carrying five humans is ouch.
It's the worst.
Ouch. You want to be a boat for us?
Yeah. Ow-though.
I don't like being a passenger boat. Your boat away, take this boat all away. We should float to Antarctica because nobody gonna be riding on the
people.
Advice to be a boat made of wolves is great, but with no passengers, it's doubly nice. Is our goal. So let's go to the shore or the beach or whatever. Maybe you call it the shoals. Doesn't matter.
How
thing about the wolf boat, because we've used it before. It does have a sort of natural inclination to kick off people.
Yeah, wolves are not riding it.
Well, it also has a natural inclination to get to the shore, which they did, and so we're all very safe and dry.
All right, but I can't like egg beat for this long.
No. They took us there because they've all run off onto the land.
Yeah. Oh, I can stand.
Yes.
Oh, I can stand now.
Yes.
I didn't realize.
You looked a fool splashing around in water.
Don't make fun of me,
I'm
Mr.
Please don't sue us.
You built a boat out of bricks and a lifeboat out of wolves. Okay, I didn't realize I was in shallow water yet, so I was still beating my legs.
No, when you say it like that, though, it does sound kind of impressive, right?
Yeah, it's a little impressive.
Well, I feel just terrible about this. Is there any way for me to wake it up to the three of you? That is the third time our boat has sank.
I think we may need to lower the Groupon prices in response to this.
Oh, yeah, good idea. Yeah, I mean, I think right now Groupon has a deal with your company where we get to sell group rates for, 20% off. Maybe considering today, we should up it to half off.
That's okay, as long as you don't do what you do for the toenail clipping where you give it away for free.
Well, they're happy to just get the word of mouth.
I know, we need people to do it, there are stories about the way
we cut to the Toad Clip Emporium. We're just so happy you're here.
You want me to clip your toes?
Oh, come on. We'll do this for free.
Honestly, we do it because we love it.
We love toes.
We love little feet.
Little feet. We love it.
Little feet. We love it.
Little feet. We love it.
And to clip your little nails.
They love it. They honestly love it. It's for them.
Can I be... I took that coupon because how could you not? Can't beat the price.
Yes.
They're a bunch of freaks. Like, let your freak... And I'd say that with love. Let your freak flag fly. I don't want to yak anyone's yum.
Yes.
But it's weird to me that they're like, we'll do this for free. Well, if you don't charge any money for it, it feels weird.
It's all for pleasure.
It does feel like it's for their pleasure.
I mostly just find their bumbling energy charming.
It's good. Don't get me wrong.
The way that they act sort of like tossily tumbly all over each other is very sweet.
I went back after the Groupon. Like, it worked. I paid for it the second time. But it's a weird energy.
The free promotion is nice. It's nice.
Yeah. So,
yes. What were you saying? 30%?
50%.
50%.
50%.
Let's see, right. Between 50% off and his customers having to pay for a new boat, having to catch a bunch more wolves. Yeah, we can make this work.
This is amazing. Don't you know what this means? We have to go tell Bert and the others. They'll totally forgive us for like playing hooky today.
We did it. We were going, but we also raised money for Groupon.
So much money.
But on our way back, can we do at least one more Chicago thing that I've always wanted to do and I've never gotten?
Do you know what it is, Ben?
Yes.
Oh, it sounded like maybe you were speaking in the abstract.
I want to eat this. Well, I don't know. I don't know too much about it. I know a little bit about it. I want to eat the strange pizza.
The deep dish.
Is that what it's called? Pizza.
How have you never taken advantage of the city you live in?
I'm always working at Groupon. Can you tell me about it? If we don't have time together, can you tell me about this strange
pizza? You've got to improve your work-life balance, Benny. But, of course, sometimes it takes its toll. The pizza that feels more like a casserole. It takes 30 minutes to bake.
Never in a rush to have it. You're going to be sure to wait. You'll be so full and kind of grossed out.
Yeah.
It's like lasagna, but left out on the counter for 5 days straight.
I want the takes too long lasagna pizza. I want it so bad. The take too long lasagna pizza. It can't be bad. It's something I've always dreamed of. My
dreams I'll rearrange. I want that pizza, that pizza, so strange.
Oh, you know it's a must to have that extra wall of crust. And you can't say please to have a little thick, thick cheese.
Do I eat it with my hands?
No!
What about a spoon?
No!
Surely there's only one place that makes this pizza.
No, there's like multiple chains.
Yeah. Name one.
Giordano's.
Name another.
Uno's.
Name another. The Illuminati?
Illuminati.
The Illuminati. Don't say anything about that.
Shh. We can't talk about Illuminati.
Wait. Shh. Wait, why?
Illuminati's is forbidden.
About Illuminati's.
Hey, hey. Oh, you come into this alley real quick.
Okay, fine.
Okay.
Only because you said it'd be real quick. We're kind of in a hurry.
Yo, for you come into this.
All right.
What do y'all know about Illuminati?
Well. Everything and also nothing.
Good. Okay. Wait, when you say everything, what do you mean?
I mean, sure, we've all heard whispers that they control the government, that they're in all... The little eye on the dollar bill
is from us, and that yes, if you look real close, there's a big,
like
Chicago style pizza.
Yeah,
on
it looks
the
like
bill.
A pyramid, but it's actually a slice of thick, thick pizza.
Yes, yes.
Thick Chicago pizza.
Yeah, it's true, but I'm gonna need the four of you to forget about it.
It's kind of like a New York and like New Jersey thing. Yeah, like that's like a thin crust pizza thing.
What do you mean?
Well, it's like forget about it. It's kind of like a thin crust pizza.
You think Italians can't live in Chicago?
No, they definitely do.
It's just like
the accent sounds a little like Jersey.
Oh, sure. Yeah, sorry. This is a multinational organization.
Right.
Illuminati's is only in Chicago. But the people that run Illuminati's?
Do they also run like Ray's Pizza?
Yep, that's right.
They also
name one more place we run.
Sbarro's.
Yep.
Like Domino's?
Strangely enough, no. But Pizza Hut, yes.
For sure.
Makes sense.
Now Papa John's, we want nothing to do with
that. Yeah, gross. He's terrible.
The garbage man.
Papa John.
Shaquille O'Neal's okay. The ones he owns are fine. I don't want to get into the sort of culture of pizza, the pizza wars.
Yeah, you said this was going to be quick.
Yeah, that's pretty much been
it. This is...
Are you sure?
Yeah, you know enough, but not too much.
Okay.
If you knew too much, I was going to have to...
Wait, but I want to know a little bit more about the pizza wars.
You
want to
know a little bit more about the pizza wars?
The pizza wars. You seem really affected.
We're always looking for new members. Always looking for recruits. People to man the battle lines. Like the four of you.
Okay.
Are you ready to enlist now?
Probably not.
What's mine is yours.
Okay.
To take your pepperonis and fight in the pizza wars. The pizza wars!
Pizza Wars!
Pizza Wars! Always going on behind closed doors!
The Pizza Wars!
Pizza Wars!
Pizza Wars!
A war like there never was before!
All the words that you're saying to me, and they kinda scare ya. I don't wanna bleed any blood, but maybe I would bleed marinara. And I'm not into this, and no,
second floor!
Really?
Yep, the pizza wars!
Pizza wars!
Pizza
wars!
Join us now and what's mine is yours!
But what do you got? Do you got mushrooms and bell peppers?
You know that we've got them also. Peppers! get them never.
Anchovies or pineapple and ham.
We call it Canadian bacon. That's just how I am in the pizza world.
Like a calzone fan.
Yeah, I've heard that before. I love to be in the pizza wars, but I love a calzone too much. I want a nice farfalla. I want the pizzone, which honestly feels like choose a side. It's not even around all the time. I want pizza on a bagel. When pizza's on a bagel, ooh, you can have pizza anytime.
Anytime.
You're so right.
Oh man, now I'm hungry.
Of course you are. The leading cause of death in the pizza wars is people getting hungry and going home and then dying of old age later.
I'm sorry, I don't think we can join you. We have our own path that we're walking on.
But just remember,
back to Groupon.
The Groupon.
Thank you for coming into this alley and talking with me. And if you ever need me,
okay,
I'll be there.
And the dollar bill?
Yeah. How? Don't tell anyone about that.
Okay.
But yeah, we're definitely all over it.
Okay.
You know, the dollar bill is actually red underneath. If you take off all the green, it looks like the pizza wall.
I'm honestly just sad. I missed the other four. Like, I'm not even mad anymore. Now I'm just kind of, like, this is no shade at what you three bring to the office.
Well, then why don't we get out of here?
Let's get out of here. Yeah, maybe we should get out of here.
Wait a minute.
Vince.
Hold on.
You better not lie to my face.
First of all, I am starting to feel like I have the flu, and I think I will have to leave momentarily.
Okay.
But second of all, you all gave me such grief for trying to get out of here for my very real illness that I have because I was sick. And now you're all saying that you all want to leave?
Well, I just feel like we've done great work for most of the morning through the mid-afternoon, and I'm like, maybe we should just cut out early because we've already done plenty of work, and honestly, I miss the other four, the sweet faces.
Yeah.
Yeah. Some too.
Let's go find them.
Ding! Whoosh. Wait! Don't leave! Kayla?
What?
Christine?
Danielle?
Benny? The four of you return?
Yeah, hi, Nance. Hi, Pamela.
Hi. Missed you guys.
Hi, you guys.
We're so sorry. You know, honestly, playing hooky was really selfish for the work that it placed on your desk.
We did, though, we talked down the architectural riverboat tour.
Yeah.
Lake tour. It was a lake. It was not a river.
Oh, yeah. Well, it goes to the Chicago River to see the buildings and then out to the lake.
Doesn't go anywhere now. It sank.
But when it rebuilds, it's going to give us tours for 50% off. 50% off? Why, our original deal was 20. What a great deal. I accept this apology gift. Oh, that's amazing. Well, I guess
thank you,
everything really worked out fine. What is that? Yeah, what is that?
That looks like the bunch of wolves that used to be a boat and are now just sort of a bunch of tied together wolves that came up through the elevator.
I thought they were swimming away to Antarctica.
Now I feel like there's a bunch of wolves who are just like staring at us.
What are they trying to say?
What do you think they want?
Untie me. We need to run. We wanna go to Antarctica and live our life as one.
Untie me.
We wanna be free. We wanna go to Antarctica separately, but also individually and collectively.
Untie me.
Clippings. Let's give them the Groupon so they can get their paws clipped for free. Oh no, that's not what they
They're
want.
They're shaking their heads like no. It's an emphatic no from the wolves on that.
Okay, what else?
Try to tell us again, wolves.
Untie me.
Maybe they want, oh,
most of them are shaking, no, except for that one. That one's into it.
But that must not be what they were thinking. That must not be their ask. Come on, there has to be some group on that's up to this task.
No.
Untie me.
But then we go into Antarctica. We can't until you untie me.
Untie me.
Untie me. Wait, we don't understand what's going on here, but there was one person that said if we ever needed him, we could ask for help.
Does anyone have a dollar on them? I'm kind of a cash-only person.
I have it.
Oh, perfect.
How do you summon the Illuminati?
I think I know.
Hello. Illuminati.
She's talking into the dollar.
Hello, can you help me?
The dollar is turning red.
Hello, there's marinara everywhere.
Whoa.
Wow. Hello, Mr. Illuminati Man.
I didn't think you would call me so soon.
We got a specific job for you.
Sure, what's that?
Can you translate what a wolf will say?
Wolf.
That's the way you can help us and save the day. Here, here's what they're saying.
But I think I get the gist. What they hope is for you to untie that rope. Even though they still want to go together, they want it to be on their own choice, and not that they're forced to go together.
Yeah.
So let me just untie this here. All right, you're free, wolves.
Untie me.
Before tomorrow when it snows.
The end!
That was Chicago!
Candace.
Of Mermaid. That was so fun.
So fun.
I love listening to the two of you sing
you
so much.
You guys are so good at that.
Oh,
that improv thing.
Yeah, we spent a lot of time.
But you are so good at music.
Yeah,
good transition. Good solid transition.
We met you through a show that we were doing.
Thank you, Five, which was a very fun show here in Los Angeles. And we saw you perform live, and we were amazed. So we thought, rather than us maybe rapping about what we ate for breakfast,
which is our normal brand of
segment, we thought much cooler to hear a song from Mermaid. So, yeah, anything else you want to say, or just jump right into it?
We're gonna sing our single "Find Me." It's on Spotify,
available everywhere.
Tidal,
really.
Yeah, Apple Music. We'll have more music soon. We're recording our EP in December.
Woohoo!
So exciting.
Amazing.
Yeah.
But we'll sing this one for now.
Yeah.
Find me where I
my heart. Tell all you know, and I will carry the weight of your heart. Me.
Phenomenal.
Oh, like, so, thank you so much for sharing that.
Thank you for having us.
So beautiful. My gosh.
Whew. This was so fun.
You know, sometimes Zach and I, like, we are so thankful when we have like moments where we're like, ooh, tight harms. And then you're like, God damn, those are some tight harms. Yeah. Please tell the people how they can find more about Mermaid.
You can find us on Instagram at mermaid.band and pretty much everywhere at mermaid.band.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. So go listen to that track on Spotify.
And then, and then buy it with your money.
Yeah.
It is on Spotify and I have listened to it a lot. But like, go find it with their money and then they'll have the money from it.
Exactly.
It's good.
Yes.
But yes, it is, on Spotify. It is on Spotify.
And keep an eye out for the EP. That's so awesome. Congratulations.
Oh, yeah. And we have a show November 7th.
This might be.
Oh, it's
after
later.
That.
Okay.
Check our Insta for show info.
Yeah, there you go.
Yeah, follow mermaid.band so you can stay up on opportunities to see them live.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Amazing. That
Thanks
was so
for
beautiful.
Having
Thank you so
us.
Much. We're so happy. This has been Off Book, the Improvised Musical Podcast. Give it up for Brett on the Fret, Scott Passarella, King of Pianists, Pianist of Kings, Dana Wicks on the Sticks. If she's not, what is it?
producing the drums
as good as it comes. Thank you everyone for listening. We love you dearly, and as we say at the end of every episode of Off Book, if you're perfect at first,
you'll never be the worst.
Yay!